Good evening and welcome everyone to the third part of, or part three of four for the TV Talkers theme song Madness Bracket. I know you guys are giving me a thumbs up there, so thank you for getting it right, or for making sure that I got it right. Yes, so if you've been listening to TV Talkers for the past 2 weeks, including tonight, you will know that we are in the midst of our own knockoff March Madness bracket entitled the TV Theme Song Bracket. And tonight we have been graciously been given the hour slot, thanks to the guys from Game Over. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And also to Adam and Mr. Pazdor, or Adam and Simon, both Pazdor
brothers. Mr. Pazdor and Mr. Pazdor.
Yeah, Mr. Pazdor and Mr. Pazdor, respectively, for allowing us to have this hour spot in order to continue on with the tournament and to get things rolling. Last week, for the last 2 weeks, for parts one and two, we have covered the round one and round two, and we set up the Sweet 16, which is the round of 16 tonight, and as well as the Elite 8, aka the quarterfinals. So tonight we're going to be doing the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 matchups, and we are going to be playing all the intros in full, whereas in comparison to parts one and two, we only played a little bit of every intro in order to get them all in, so everyone gets a sense of what they sound like and whatnot. So tonight, you listeners will have the pleasure of hearing all the intros in full. And once we play them all once, we won't play them a second time, because hopefully you'll have listened to them all while you're listening to the show live. But if not, you can always search them up on YouTube and whatnot. So without further ado, live at 5 on 101.5 UMFM, it's your host, Tiago, alongside
Matt,
Brayden,
and Farron in spirit. We know she's listening live. And Simon will be joining us at the half-hour mark to vote in the Elite 8 matchups. And since we have a little more time today, I figured we haven't done this in a while, but I like this segment. We're going to continue to do this every Monday. Today in television history, we haven't done that for the last two times.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, so Matt, Brayden, Farron, and Simon, are you guys ready for some, and list everyone else, for some TV history?
Yeah.
I will speak for everybody and say yes, we are ready.
Awesome. So today on March 26th, 1956, Red Buttons made his debut as a television actor in Studio One on CBS television. Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with who that is, but
Red,
I'll have to.
You don't know Red Buttons?
No, I don't. I'll have to get on that. I have failed.
You're missing out.
I know.
They look great on suits.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Hey.
Points for Matt.
Absolutely. Points for Matt. 1960, on March 26, 1960, the TV special Welcome Home, Elvis was recorded in Miami Beach, Florida. The show was hosted by Frank Sinatra. On March 26, 1969, the TV movie Marcus Welby was seen on ABC TV. It was later turned into a TV series. On March 26, 1971, Cannon premiered on CBS TV as a movie. It, too, was also turned into a TV series later in that year. On March 26th, 1989, the first episode of Quantum Leap aired on NBC. I should have played that to open the show, but whatever. And finally, on March 26th, 1995, Johnny Bravo was aired for the first time. Thank you very much. So, unfortunately, Johnny Bravo didn't make it far, didn't make it past round one, but that was one of the TV intros we had in the tournament. Again, didn't make it past round one, but a great cartoon intro. And Quantum Leap, maybe that show will enter next year's tournament.
Sounds good.
Yep. So six things happened on March 26th in television history. Quite a bit of stuff as opposed to last time.
Nice.
Any other sort of TV news, Matt or Brayden, that you guys want to share before we get into the festivities?
Nothing I can think of.
Nope.
All right, so we have the Sweet 16. We're going to get right into it here, folks. We have eight matchups, and then after that, we're going to go to the Elite 8. And remember, Mr. Pazdor will be joining us for the Elite 8, so you will also get to hear his vote live. Farron will be voting with us live through Facebook, so we are getting her vote. And we know that she is listening. Unfortunately, she wasn't feeling well to come into the studio, but still wants to vote, of course.
And we should say, Simon pre-voted.
Yes,
for the first round of matchups of this. So we have all five votes. There won't be any ties.
There won't be any gridlock.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Matt and Brayden, for the clarification. Yes. So Simon has already secretly casted his votes to myself. So I have his votes for all of the Sweet 16, and he will be voting live for the Elite 8 matchups. Without further ado, I should say, we have the first matchup, Cheers, taking on Full Metal Alchemist. And here is the Cheers intro for all of you.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
So that was the intro for Cheers, and we are now going to bring you the Full Metal Alchemist intro, but this is for season one, right, Matt?
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Season one. Okay. Yeah, wanted to get that in there. So here you have it, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood Season 1 intro. And that was the intro for Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood Season 1 intro, right, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, good. Got it right.
You have to be specific sometimes with the anime ones.
Absolutely. I have to be specific. Yeah, because there's a bunch of variations. Yeah. So, well, I will vote first, since it's the first matchup. I'm going to vote Cheers.
Brayden? Yeah, I'll go second. Full Metal Alchemist, like that's a good intro. I really like the energy to it, but Cheers is just a classic one. It's just a feel good song.
So you're,
I'm going with Cheers.
Cheers, Matt. Do you want to go next?
Sure. I feel like this one is a little bit just personal preference on my part, but I'm going to go Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay,
it is my vote.
That's totally fine.
Your vote is your vote. Farron is voting Cheers. And Mr. Pazdor his vote is Cheers as well. So Cheers wins 4-1.
I am upset, but not surprised.
Fair enough. Hey, if Farron was here, fair enough.
There you go.
Had to get it in there somehow, right, guys?
Yeah.
So
TV Talkers Bingo.
There you go. TV Talkers Bingo. Clicked on the link, we have the bracket. We've been posting it for the past three episodes. You can go on our Facebook page, TV Talkers UMFM, and give us a like. And you can scroll down, click on the link, and you can watch the voting go live. As you can see, Cheers wins 4-1. And then on to the next matchup, we have the 90s X-Men up against Firefly. So here we have the 90s X-Men first, and then we will bring you Firefly, and here it is.
Previously on X-Men.
So that was the intro for X-Men, and now we will bring you the Firefly TV intro, and here we go.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.
So that was the Firefly intro, and we are going to start the voting off with Brayden this time.
Oh, God. Both of them are science fiction shows that I absolutely adore.
Mm-hmm.
But X-Men.
X-Men.
X-Men all the way.
Okay. Matt?
X-Men's sort of a weird one for me because I never actually watched it, so I have no nostalgia for it. But it still gets me so pumped up. And even though I think Firefly's theme fits the song incredibly well, I'm going to go X-Men.
X-Men, okay. I, too, am going to vote X-Men. Farron voted for Firefly. Mr. Pazdor voted for Firefly.
Ooh.
Holy smoke. First close matchup here, folks. So X-Men barely scrapes by, but nonetheless, it is in the next round. And so that was a 3-2 win for X-Men.
Sorry, do you mean Firefly, or did I mishear you?
I said X-Men, sorry. I voted X-Men. Braided, you voted X-Men.
I voted X-Men.
Okay,
and
yep,
Matt, you said X-Men?
Yep.
Okay.
I forgot how to hear, apparently.
No problem. That is totally fine. So it's a vote, a 3-2 for X-Men, advancing on to the Elite Eight. Moving on to the next matchup, we have Scrubs up against Animaniacs. So the first intro you're going to hear is Scrubs, which is quite short. It's this one.
I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman.
And then now we have the Animaniacs theme, and that one's a little bit longer, but it's a lot of fun. And here you go. So that was Animaniacs. So the matchup we have is Scrubs versus Animaniacs. And Matt, you were going to vote this time first.
Sure. I really love Scrubs, but I can't not vote for Animaniacs. It's so much fun.
Fair choice. Animaniacs. For me, yeah, I would really like to say Scrubs. It is a really good intro. It's very short, precise, to the point. Yeah. But Animaniacs is just so much fun. Like, when you hear it, you're just bouncing around. I mean, at least for me. So I'm going to go Animaniacs.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, the first time I've heard the Animaniacs theme in full.
Oh, really?
Where I've actually just been able to hear all the wordplay in that within it. So I appreciate it just on that level, just mm-hmm. all the little like jokes in that within and just statements that no kid would totally understand. So
well,
Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm. Animaniacs. Farron's vote is Scrubs, but unfortunately for her, Mr. Pazdor voted for Animaniacs as well. So oh. Animaniacs advances to the next round, ousting Scrubs by a score of 4-1. And Animaniacs being the third team in the Elite Eight. Next up, we have the Pacific taking on the 90s Spider-Man.
Oh,
the Pacific
God.
Is a bit of a long intro, so sit down, buckle up, maybe get some popcorn, maybe get some tissues, however you feel. It's a pretty good one here. Don't want to sway any votes anyway, but prepare yourselves. It's a bit of a long one, but here we go with the Pacific. And that was the Pacific. And are you okay, Brent?
I'm not crying.
No, it's totally understandable.
I'm okay.
I gotta say, most of the times I've watched that show, it's just been like on my laptop. It's so good to listen to that with like quality sound equipment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of sounds, we've got more coming for you with the 90s Spider-Man intro.
Here we go.
That was probably the German way to say Spider-Man, because not too sure about that. But yes, so that was the Pacific versus Spider-Man 90s. Since we've gone around full circle once, I'm going to vote to start it off, and I'm going to go Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Ooh.
Tough choice, but.
Tough choice. I'm going to go next. They're both really tough ones, but X-Men already made it through.
Mm-hmm.
One childhood icon, so I'm fine with Spider-Man going the way. Pacific is just so emotional. Like, honestly, teared up at that first. So that's Pacific for me.
Okay, Matt?
I'm also going the Pacific. I like Spider-Man, but this one's not close for me.
Fair choice. Farron and Mr. Pazdor both voted for the Pacific, so Spider-Man does not make it through, does not make it past the Sweet 16, gets eliminated with a score of 4-1 against the Pacific. So the Pacific advances to the Elite Eight. Next up, we have Daredevil versus BoJack Horseman. Two vastly different shows, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, more superheroes for you. So here is Daredevil first. That was Daredevil, and now we have the Pacific, or sorry, now we have BoJack Horseman. My apologies.
Just can't get out of your head, hey?
I know, it is a good intro. Here we go.
This one's good one too.
Had to get that last sax note in there.
Yeah.
So we now have the matchup between Daredevil and BoJack Horseman. This is the second half of the Sweet 16. I voted last time, so Brayden, you start off. Daredevil or BoJack?
This is tough because both of them are actually my picks.
Okay.
BoJack has that awesome like beat to it. It's so good. Like all of us were just kind of dancing to it in the studio.
Yeah.
But Daredevil, I specifically like the piano in Daredevil because mm-hmm. it has like that kind of like damaged childhood vibe to it, where it's like innocence lost.
Yeah,
and that fits the show perfectly. So I'm gonna go Daredevil.
Okay, Daredevil. Yeah. Matt,
I'm also gonna go Daredevil. I like the fact that you mentioned the piano because it's got all this big stuff going on top mm-hmm. of it, and then the theme is just like single sort of light piano notes. It's so understated and lovely.
Yeah.
Although I gotta say I love the like trombone and Barry Sax and BoJack. They're great, but I'm voting Daredevil.
Love it.
I'm gonna go Daredevil as well. BoJack is a really cool like bouncy, relaxed hip-hop vibe, but I like the Daredevil theme. It's just like very slow starting, kind of just sets the mood for the show. Mr. Pazdor also voted Daredevil. Farron voted BoJack. So Daredevil advances to the Sweet 16. Daredevil advances from the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight. On to our next matchup, we have Goof Troop versus Magic School Bus, and here you have Goof Troop to start things off.
Come on!
So that's Groove Troop, and up next we have Magic School Bus. Seatbelts, everyone.
Seatbelts, everyone! Please let this be a normal field trip. With a friend?
No way!
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know, you see it.
Octopus in my neighborhood.
Surfing on a sound wave. Swinging through the stars.
Yeah.
Take a left at your intestine. Come on in and don't be shy.
Come on.
Just to make your day complete. You might get baked into a pie
on the Magic School Bus.
Step inside, it's a wild ride. Come on,
ride on the Magic School Bus.
So that was the Magic School Bus up against Goof Troop. And so, Matt, you start off with the voting, sir.
Oh, do I have to?
Okay. Oh, you have to. It's a tough one for you, but you have to.
Yeah, I don't know. I adored the Magic School Bus as a kid. I had a whole bunch of like VHSs. I had all the books. Like it was one of my absolute favorite shows as a kid. But I love the Goof Troop intro so much. It's like stuck with me, even though I never really watched the show all that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna vote for Goof Troop.
Goof Troop. I am going to vote Magic School Bus. I mean, the Goof Troop is a great intro, but Magic School Bus, wow, great show as a kid. Braden?
I got to admit, I really don't care for the Magic School Bus theme.
What?
Like,
get out of here.
I can understand why people like it, but it just doesn't work for me. I like the Goof Troop one. Just those vocals, man.
Yeah.
I was able to reach those high notes.
That is a good point. You do make a good point there. Farron votes Goof Troop, and so does Mr. Pazdor. So, again, another... This has been 3-4-1. No, this has been 4-4-1 victories in a row. It's been a really one-sided race so far in the Sweet 16. I mean, well, we started off, Cheers got 4 votes against Full Metal, and then X-Men Firefly was the only, like, nail-biter. And now Animaniacs, The Pacific, Daredevil, and Goof Troop have wiped their rivals to the floor, I should say. I'm sorry. Correcting.
I think wiped the floor with them.
Wiped the floor with them. Thank you. That's another good one. Probably a more proper use in the English language, or for English grammar, I should say. So, yeah, the last three matchups have been just annihilations. There's only been one close one so far, but 4 out of 5 matchups have been, five out of 6 matchups have been one-sided.
We had a lot tougher matchups seemingly in round 1.
Yeah, round 1 and round 2 were a lot tougher, a lot closer. Yeah.
I know I voted against it, but I'm shocked that Magic School Bus only got 1 vote.
Yeah, well, luckily for me, if I hadn't voted for them, it would have been a landslide victory for Groove Troop. We want some close matchups here. And speaking of, this next one I hope is going to be a close one. Stranger Things versus Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I know this is going to be a tough one for Matt and Farron particularly.
Yep.
So let's get on with the festivities. Here we have Stranger Things first. And now we have Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt next. Here you go.
Transition.
Speaking of transitions, here we go. On with the matchup, Stranger Things versus Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. As I said earlier, it's going to be a tough one for Matt and Farron, perhaps, or maybe not. Maybe not. Well, for Matt, it might be. But
yeah, judging by watching what Farron's saying in the group chat, I feel like she's made up her mind.
Oh, I think she's made up her mind like way before. So we know where she's going. I'm going to get things started off first, maybe make it a little interesting. I'm going to vote Stranger Things.
Oh my God, that synth, how can you not like that? I felt like all the muscles in my leg just
tingled,
constrict. It was so weird. Maybe a medical problem, but oh my God.
Is that two?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things it is.
Two for Stranger Things.
Matt?
Oh man, when you said that synth, I had the same thing. As soon as it started, I was just like, ooh.
Mm. It's a tough one, Matt.
However, nothing makes me like happier listening to it than Kimmy Schmidt, so I'm going to vote for Kimmy Schmidt.
Well, that's one vote for Kimmy Schmidt. That's two votes for Kimmy Schmidt. That's three, or two votes for Kimmy Schmidt. That's three votes for Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh!
And here we go. Another close one. Thank goodness. So Kimmy Schmidt's down 2-1, comes back, wins 3-2, makes it to the Elite Eight. And the last matchup we have, we're going to play for you. And then after that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have Top Gear versus Darkwing Duck. This is going to be another tough one. So here you go. The Top Gun, Top Gear, not Top Gun, my apologies. Top Gear theme song. Up next, we have Darkwing Duck. Brace yourselves. It's a bit of a long one, but it's pretty interesting. So here you go, Darkwing Duck.
Daring Duck of Mystery, champion of right, swoops out of the shadows, Darkwing of the night. Somewhere, some villain schemes, but his number's up.
3, 2, 1.
Darkwing Duck.
Let's get dangerous.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Out of smoke and he appears, the master of surprise. Who's that coming on behind? The shadowy disguise. Nobody knows for sure. Bad guys are out of luck. Here comes.
So that was Darkwing Duck for the final matchup in the Sweet 16. We have Top Gear versus Darkwing Duck. Who went first? Was it you, Matt? Or is it my turn?
I can go first. Yeah, I honestly don't remember.
Do it,
but,
Matt.
Go ahead. Yeah. Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous.
Oh, a nice choice. And I'm going to make that two in a row. Let's get dangerous, Darkwing Duck, folks.
I'm going to cinch it because what is it with Disney shows from the 90s and those fantastic vocals? Mm-hmm. My God, Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. We are waiting Farron's vote. But Mr. Pazdor voted Darkwing Duck. Farron says her pointless vote is for Top Gear. Smited. Smited. Take that. Sorry, I shouldn't. I've been waiting for this. Round two, Farron got me so bad. She got me three in a row.
Vengeance.
It's nice. So Darkwing Duck sweeps Top Gear 4-1. So creating the matchups for the Elite Eight, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Pazdor to help us out with the Elite Eight matchups. So we have Cheers versus X-Men, the animated series for the Elite Eight. That's the first matchup. And then we have Animaniacs versus the Pacific. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. And then we have Daredevil versus Goof Troop, which is going to be another difficult one. And the last matchup in the Elite Eight is Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt versus Darkwing Duck, which I think is going to be a nail biter. A nail biter. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after the commercial break. And yeah, so here you go. Take it away. Commercials for the win.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent. Your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Here at UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Sorry about that. We're back here on TV Talkers 101.5 UMFM with the rest of the TV theme song madness. We have four matchups left in the tournament, and we're trying to work the get the phone here working with Simon, and we're trying to get through to him. But in the meantime, before we do, we're going to talk about some of the matchups. Brayden, Matt, do you guys want to talk about what's happened so far?
Ooh, it's been a nail biter, folks. We had heartbreak, we had comedy, and we have finished the Sweet 16, and we are now in the Elite 8.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was called the Elite 4. Wish we could have had that Pokemon theme.
I mean,
on.
We can do the Elite 8 and the Elite 4. Why not?
Ah, we could. Well, do you think that'll water down the term then?
Might make it a little too elite.
Too elite. This show is pretty elite, but yeah. So what do we have lined up for this?
So for the final four, to reiterate what Tiago said before, we have Cheers versus the X-Men, the animated series.
Mm-hmm.
We have Animaniacs versus the Pacific,
okay.
Which is personally for me going to be the most difficult one by far, because I love them both for completely different reasons. Then we have Daredevil versus the Goof Troop.
Oh, God, that's going to be tough for me.
Yeah. I have a feeling that one is going to be a hard choice for everybody, but the vote may be one-sided. Mm. And then finishing it off for the final eight, I was going to say final four, we have Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Darkwing Duck. And I think Simon and Farron, if they were both here, might physically fight each other over that vote.
It's pretty vicious. Like, we have this Facebook feed going, folks. It's pretty salty in this Facebook feed, just some outrage at certain decisions, some accusations of political voting. It's crazy here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun how much we get into these things. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of fun with it. So I just want to go over maybe the ones that got kicked out, just fallen comrades. Here we got Full Metal Alchemist went out, Firefly went out, Scrubs went out, Spider-Man 90s, BoJack Horseman, Magic School Bus, Stranger Things, and Top Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
Rip.
Rip, indeed. And we are now joined after a little bit of some fumbling here on my part. My apologies. Mr. Pazdor, are you there?
I am here, I think.
Hey,
we hear you.
I'm here or there.
We don't know if you're...
For sure.
Exactly. We don't know if you're here in the studio or if you're out skiing in the Alps right now, but you're here with us on the show.
The Alps. Yeah, all the way from BC.
Yeah, you're on a dangerous mission there like James Bond. It's good to have you, sir.
You know what? When you're dressed in the full ski regalia, I've probably made a Bond movie film. Obviously, it's a movie.
Oh, perfect.
A Bond film joke about five times.
I'm glad you did, because if you didn't, I would question who exactly you are and whatnot.
Exactly.
So, Mr. Pazdor, you've been listening to the program for the last little bit. What are your thoughts on the matchups and the results so far?
I have. I've pretty much been vindicated. A lot of my votes definitely went the correct
Good.
Direction. I think the thing that was hardest for me was the Firefly. That was the only close one, really. I voted the other way. I liked Firefly over the X-Men theme, but...
I hear you.
But so far, I'm happy.
Yeah, I could say that you and I are both pretty happy with the results, are we not?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you tell me.
Of course, I am. The Firefly one was a little close, but for the most part, everything looks a little little in our favor. So we have about 15 or so, well, less than 17 minutes left. We have the Elite Eight matchup. Farron is now going to vote with us via Facebook, as she has been for the past little while. You're now with us here in the studio, and Braden, Matt, and I are ready to go. The Elite Eight matchup. So we could play a little reminder for everyone about each intro. So the first matchup we have in the Elite Eight, just quickly here, is the Cheers theme going up against the 90s X-Men.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody...
So that's the Cheers anthem, or Cheers theme, I should say, not anthem. Going up against the 90s X-Men, here's a little sneak peek.
Previously on X-Men.
So that is Cheers versus X-Men for the first matchup of the Elite Eight. I'm going to start off with the voting. Or maybe, Mr. Pazdor, you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Man, all right. This is tough. You got I'm sure you guys have talked about it. You got the excellent X-Men. But I think I'm going to vote with Cheers. It's basically the ultimate get you in the mood. And like we talked about when we did that Cheers episode, the Cheers episode, people should go listen to it.
Yeah.
That Cheers was basically like the bar family that you felt like you had. And
absolutely.
That song just gets you in that mood. So I'm voting Cheers.
Cheers. I'm really glad to hear it, sir. I'm going to go Cheers as well.
Ooh.
I love X-Men. Don't get me wrong. The 90s cartoons are in my heart, but Cheers, love that show. Love the theme. So good.
And in a couple weeks, I might be calling you guys from the Cheers set in Boston.
Ooh. Oh, there you go. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say hi to Sam and Carla and everybody for us.
Oh, for sure.
Awesome. Braden?
I got to keep my strategic voting up. I got to keep political, as Farron was accusing me of being. X-Men.
X-Men. Matt?
I really love that X-Men theme. And, you know, honestly, generally, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the quote-unquote classics for theme songs, but I have to vote for Cheers.
Et tu, Matt?
Et tu, Brute? It's the pinnacle of like the classic TV theme song for me.
Absolute. And Farron is going to round this one off with another one for Cheers. And she said Cheers really is an anthem, and I agree with her so much. And her and I have reconciled over the last few matchup squabbles. So Cheers beats X-Men, the animated series intro, with a score of 4-1 to advance to the Final Four, Cheers being the first team in the Final Four. And the next matchup we have is a real tough one. We have Animaniacs versus the Pacific. We're going to give you a small snippet of Animaniacs right now. So that was a small snippet or a reminder of the Animaniacs theme song, and that is going to be going up against the Pacific, and here it is. Almost got carried away in the spirit of that intro. It was very powerful, but it is going to be a very tough matchup. So how about we let Braden start things off first?
Gonna spite you all.
Oh goodness.
Gonna go Pacific.
Pacific. Okay, Matt.
This is probably the hardest vote for me so far, because I adore both of these, but for like 100% completely different reasons. The Animaniacs is so much, it's just so much fun, and it's so clever. I love all the jokes in it, but like, I just, I had a moment like listening to the Pacific earlier. It's just, it hits me so hard. I'm going to go with the Pacific.
Pacific. Mr. Pazdor, do you want to go next?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll go next. God, this is a very tough decision. Like, Pacific is just so beautiful and so moving. God, this is a tough one. I'm going to have to make a vote, and I'm going to go Animaniacs. It's a tough one. It's a very tough one. Simon, you're next.
I'm going to actually thank Farron, because I can see that her vote for the Pacific just came in. Because genuinely, like, my opinion of these shows could change minute to minute. Like, I could pick one right now, and then probably pick the other one in 30 seconds, because they're both absolute 10 out of 10 for me. But since the Pacific is moving on, I guess this time I'll flip towards Animaniacs to make it look like it was closer, but generally I could go either way. So I'm happy that you guys sorted it out before it got to me.
True. So the Pacific causes a bit of an upset here. Beats two animated shows. The Pacific, to remind you folks, has beaten Reading Rainbow 4-1 in round one. It has ousted Pokemon Advance Battle in round two, 4-1. Smoked Spider-Man, the animated series from the 90s, 4-1.
Whoa.
But this time, barely escapes with a narrow, very narrow victory, 3-2 against Animaniacs. So the Pacific is the second show to enter the Final Four, which it was a very close matchup, as opposed to our first matchup in the Elite Eight. And our next one is Daredevil. We're going to give you a small snippet, and here you go. And we don't want to go too long into it, so that's just a small snippet, and it's going up against Goof Troop. So it is a really good time, but we have to keep moving along with 9 minutes left in the show. Daredevil versus Goof Troop. Who wants to take a stab at it first? These next two matchups are going to be very close. Matt, how about you go first?
This is another really hard one for me, because they're so different. Mm-hmm. Goof Troop is super fun, but there's something about the Daredevil that just gets under your skin. It's wonderful. So I'm going Daredevil.
I like the Goof Troop theme. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think I did watch it a bit when I was a kid, but it did beat Magic School Bus, and this isn't a vengeance vote, but I really like the Daredevil theme, so I'm gonna go Daredevil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's just like I already talked about, like, the innocence displayed by, like, those lone piano notes, but even if you watch it with the video, when it has, like, that statue of a weeping angel forming, it's just, it doubles down on that theme.
Yeah, it really does.
So Daredevil.
Simon?
I'm going to go ahead and complete, well, I no, actually, I'm not going to complete the sweep because we don't know Farron's vote. I've spoiled it, but yeah, no. I think one of you earlier when I was listening said that Daredevil is just amazing how it starts slow and then, like, really picks up.
Was that, like, you, Braden?
It starts so slow and controlled, and then it just builds and it just builds and it just builds, and then by the time you're like, oh, what's going on, and it kind of cools off at the end. It's pretty much near perfect for me, so Daredevil is get my vote.
Daredevil. I also said Daredevil. Farron says Daredevil, so it does complete the sweep. This is the first sweep we've had since round two, where Daredevil sweeped Gargoyles. So Daredevil has ousted... Daredevil has now ousted three cartoons, Fighting Futons, Gargoyles, and now Goof Troop.
Daredevil is the prince that is promised.
Absolutely.
It is going to win this whole thing.
Daredevil is going to the Final Four, and this next matchup might have to take at least 3 or 4 minutes, maybe shorter, maybe more. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt versus Darkwing Duck. This is going to be a nail biter, folks. So here's a small clip of Kimmy Schmidt. And it's going up against
Daring Duck of Mystery, champion of right, swoops out of the shadows, Darkwing of the night. Somewhere some villain schemes, but his number's up.
3, 2, 1.
Darkwing Duck.
When there's trouble, you call me, darling.
Darkwing Duck.
Let's get dangerous.
Had to sneak that in there. Simon, I don't know if you've gone first in voting, but I'm going to give you the pleasure of going first, and please cast your vote.
Okay. this one is actually pretty easy. I like the Kimmy Schmidt theme. Don't get me wrong. I voted for it before.
Of course.
I'm surprised, though, that it got this far. I think it had a... No offense to Stranger Things and the previous two. I think it had a relatively easy time getting here, and Darkwing Duck is my dark horse. My dark winged horse.
Hating on that.
I love that theme. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. And Kimmy Schmidt, I think, is the most underrated theme to get.
Mm-hmm. So you're going Darkwing.
Overrated. I'm going Darkwing Duck.
I'm going to make it 2 for Darkwing. Brayden, you're next.
I'm going to make it interesting because, like, listening to that Kimmy Schmidt song, that is not a song that would be made today. Just like that really up, like that super like airy and cloudy beat to it. I don't know how else to describe it. Where it's just like, it's like the kind of songs you would find on like one of those Disney CDs in the 90s. Where they do covers of other songs.
Yeah, sort of one of those kids pop things.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, no, it's just there's like an airiness to it, but also an electricity to it as well. I'm gonna go Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, but you know what else you would find on a Disney CD in the 90s?
What would
the Darkwing Duck.
There you go, Darkwing Duck. Exactly.
Ooh.
So 2-1. Uh-oh. Matt, cast your vote.
These are for me the two most like sing-alongable probably in the whole thing.
Or singable? Is that even a word? No, I don't think
so. Oh yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll take your vote. I'll take your vote.
I'm going to go Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
It makes me so happy listening to it. I can't help but dance along to it.
And we can see by Farron's gif it's Kimmy Schmidt takes out Darkwing 3-2. So another spoiled vote for Mr. Pazdor, unfortunately.
I have nothing left.
You have absolutely nothing left.
I feel like Bruce Almighty. You have taken my bird and my bush. I have no bird. I have no bush. I have nothing.
I'm sorry, sir. Like I wanted Darkwing to make it to the final four, but unfortunately, it was ousted. Kimmy Schmidt, the entire way, has won 3-2. Kimmy Schmidt beat Hawaii 5-0 3-2, beat Attack on Titan 3-2, beat Stranger Things 3-2, and now has beaten Darkwing Duck 3-2. Folks,
I'm happy Kimmy Schmidt's going up against Daredevil next week.
Oh, it's going to be a nail-biter of a finale, folks.
I think at this point we each have a horse in the round.
I think everybody does have a horse in the game.
Yep.
So I'm just going to read the teams that are in the Final Four, the TV intros that are in the Final Four. We have Cheers, The Pacific, Daredevil and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I almost said Darkwing Duck. Rip Darkwing Duck, unfortunately. But
too soon, man. Too soon.
Too soon. I'm so sorry. But the matchup's next week. And next week, we're only going to be on for half an hour because there's not much left to discuss. We just have the closing ceremonies, so to say. So what we'll do next week is we're going to play bits and pieces of each intro from the Hall of Fame. We already have been doing it for 3 parts. We're going to play the 4th one next week. And then we could also name our Hall of Fame picks and recap last year's picks that made it to the final and recap the final. And so next week for the Final Four, we'll be voting. It's Cheers up against The Pacific. Super tough. And then we have Daredevil up against Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Now, I think that that matchup right there, Daredevil versus Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, is going to be the toughest, or I think it'll be the toughest one to decide. And then we also have the third place bracket. So whichever two of those intros lose those matchups, they go to play for the third place. Third place. Sorry. I don't know why I was stumbling there. But yeah, so next week we have Cheers up against the Pacific, and then Daredevil up against Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and we will be recapping last year's Final Four results and final result. And this year we will have a new champion, of course, as we've decided that every year, whichever four intros make it to the Final Four will be retired into the Hall of Fame. So regardless of whoever the champion is, these four teams will make it into the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to these four for making it this far. But now we will see which one of these teams will hold Suprema, will be the winner of the TV Theme Song Madness bracket for 2018.
I kind of forgot we were doing that. Now I'm sad that we won't get to listen to him next year.
Oh, no more Daredevil?
I know. Oh. It is quite sad, but hey, the shows that didn't make it so far could maybe make an entry next year. And maybe, you know what, maybe we'll add new shows, but maybe some of these old shows that didn't go far this year will make a reappearance, or will reappear next year. Any closing words, Mr. Pazdor?
I got nothing. I need a moment.
I'm so sorry, sir.
I need a moment alone in the mountains to get over the loss of Darkwing Duck right now.
You know what? Totally understandable. We'll see you next week. Have fun for the rest of the time you're there in the mountains. We are done for today's episode. And so, yeah, tune in next week at 5:30. Next week, the final matchup, or the final round, along with the Final Four. Part 4 of 4 next week. We have 4 shows left. Part 4. Trying to get a promotion here, okay? Trying to promote this. So yeah, next week, Final 4, Part 4. Tune in, 5:30. It'll be here. Sign up for the TV Talkers this week. Farron and Spirit, along with
Matt,
Brayden,
Tiago, and Simon. Maybe he already peaced out, but
crashed on a mountain.
Didn't
somewhere.
Even say goodbye.
Crashed on a mountain. Yeah, exactly. Next week, folks, tune in, 5:30. Until then, have a great week.